Electoral Commission President Siaku Tumani Sangare says Mr. Conde won more than 52% of the vote, while his challenger, former Prime Minister Selu Jallo, won 47%.
Dit que le présent résultat sera publié, transmis à la Cour suprême de Guinée, conformément aux articles.
Sangare declared Mr. Conde the provisional winner of last Sunday's runoff election, pending certification of the results by Guinea's Supreme Court. Conde supporters celebrated the win after their candidate had trailed Mr. Jallo during a week of provisional results, slowly tightening the race from 100,000 votes to 50,000 votes to fewer than 24,000 votes before finally finishing ahead. Many Jallo supporters were angry about the outcome. Earlier Monday, when the results were widely known but had not been officially announced, Jallo supporters burned tires in one of the capital's main streets and threw stones at riot police near Conakry's Hamdallah Mosque. Security forces responded with tear gas, chasing demonstrators from a gasoline station into neighborhoods where they fired more tear gas. Guinea's military rulers have banned all public demonstrations. Before the announcement of final results late Monday, both candidates declared themselves the winner.
J'ai gagné 4 communes sur 5 à Conakry. J'ai gagné toutes les préfectures de la Basse-Guinée à part Bokké.
Mr. Conde won 4 of 5 communes in the capital, all but one of the prefectures in Lower Guinea, all of the prefectures in the forest region, and all of the prefectures in Upper Guinea. He said everyone in Guinea knows who won the election. Mr. Jallo withdrew his party from vote counting on Sunday, saying it had evidence of widespread fraud.
Nous avons demandé à la CENI de faire le travail. Nous avons compris que la CENI n'est pas disposée à faire le travail. Nous, on a fait le travail.
On Monday, Mr. Jallo said that because the Electoral Commission had not annulled results that he said were fraudulent, his campaign removed those results itself and found him to be the winner. Mr. Jallo will likely appeal the results of the vote before Guinea's Supreme Court. The election is meant to return the country to civilian rule, nearly 2 years after soldiers took power here. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Conakry.